back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to the lawyers for Trump. They are going to slim it down and probably only put on 3 hours today, maybe four. They're entitled to 16 hours, eight today and eight tomorrow. They're going to blow off tomorrow. There may even be a vote tomorrow. And today, they're only going to take three or four of their 8 hours. Why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that for a couple of reasons. One is they got nothing to say. You can't refute the impeachment manager's presentation. You can't refute the video. You can't refute what went on. Right now, about 44 Republicans are planning to take a dive because they're afraid of Trump's base in the primaries in their states. And that includes Ron Johnson. He's got to be beaten, guys, okay? He's up in 2022. He has betrayed the state and he's betrayed the country to suck up to Trump. But he's not alone. There's a lot more of these people. The second reason that they're going to only use 3 or 4 hours is because their lawyers stink. They're terrible. If they had really great lawyers, they might be able to smooth some stuff and basically throw some sand in people's eyes. These guys, I mean, this caster, I don't know if you realize this, breaking news, Trump came close to firing him on Tuesday. Trump loves TV. He's watching this thing. He's, oh my God, this guy is terrible. And I got to say, I watched him and I felt bad for him, even though he's on the other side of an issue I care about. He just did not know what he was doing. He wasn't prepared. He didn't know how to advocate. He was the best Trump could get because Trump won't pay any money. And the sad thing is, let me give Caster a tip, even though I'll never get it. Hey, Caster, if you didn't get a down payment, if you didn't get a retainer in advance, you ain't getting anything. Trump is an expert at cheating people, an expert at contracting, then telling people to jump in the lake and making it so expensive to sue him, they take 10 bucks and get out of town. That's what he has. His other lawyer, Schoen, is better, much better than Caster. Schoen is religiously observant and will not work. I respect that on Saturday. And so if this goes into Saturday, it'll only be Caster. They did retain another guy, sort of like the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, but they have Boyle and Love too, just in case. So Schoen had a commission on Saturday. The vote is on Saturday. There's anything to do. You have Caster, who's completely incompetent. They have another guy who is a litigator, but unfortunately, there are two stains on his escutcheon, and let me tell you what they are. One of them is when he was representing a client a year or two ago who was adverse to Trump. He was adverse to Trump at the time. He said, Trump is an effing crook. And this is what Trump gets because he won't pay people. The other time, this guy had represented somebody who was suing over the destruction by LaJoy in the post office of the sorting machines. So basically, this guy was an anti-Trump lawyer, but he's better than Caster. So they have him as their boiler, Jordan Love, backing up who? David Schoen. Well, David Schoen isn't Aaron Rodgers, but he looks like Aaron Rodgers compared to Caster. These are the stooges that he has. So I think very properly, smartly, they get together and they go, we ain't putting on 16 hours of this. Mo, Larry, and Curly. My favorite, I've said this before, I've got to share it again. A video of all time was, I love the Three Stooges. Stooges are in a haunted house. Larry is dressed in a gorilla suit, and there's a real gorilla, okay? They run from room to room. They see the real gorilla, think it's Larry, and hug him. Then they go in another room, and they see Larry, think he's the gorilla, and bop him over the head. It's great. I could watch it. It's just terrific. Look it up. However, you don't want that if you are a president defending an impeachment. You do not want Three Stooges. You don't want a guy in a gorilla suit. That's what they got. Very, very sad. But the point is, they could put on, forget 3 hours. They could put on 3 minutes. They could put on 3 seconds. They could come in drunk and pass out in front of them, and they would still, quote, win, end quote. Why do I say that? because the fix is in a jury nullification. And I'll tell you what that is. Jury nullification is basically, even after the jury hears the evidence and the law, and the judge tells them what the law is, they just do what they want to do anyway. That happened a lot in the Deep South in the before civil rights. Some black guy be a defendant and clearly didn't do it. They don't care. They're just going to, they are jury nullification of whatever it was that the judge told them. But they have a white defendant who murdered a bunch of black people, and the judge can say whatever he wants. They're just going to nullify it and do what they want. Anyway, here's the deal. So the lawyers for the defense for Trump actually met with some of the Republican senators, the jurors. They met with them. You cannot do that in a jury trial in Milwaukee County Circuit Court or Dane County Circuit Court. You can't have the jurors for the defense or the prosecution, for that matter, meeting with a jury, some of them, and getting schooled on what they want you to say and do. And these, of course, are the hardcore people, the Cruises. But basically what they're saying to them is, look, you know you're going to win. They're not going to get 67 votes. But you got to give us, some sort of a fig leaf here. I mean, you can't stink all over the place like you did before. So maybe you say this and maybe you say that, and then we can say that's the reason we did it. That's going on right now. That went on. Then you have a guy named Blunt of Missouri. Missouri has two terrible senators. One is Hawley and one is Blunt. Hawley Blunt. They are terrible. I don't know what it is about Missouri. I mean, St. Louis in the northern part of Missouri is very much like Illinois and is more enlightened in my view, but some of them is really deep south. Anyway, here's the deal. Blunt compared the insurrectionists to the Black Lives Matter movement. Are you kidding me? The Black Lives Matter movement was sparked by violence against incapacitated black people in custody, and specifically the strangling of George Floyd. The strangling of him. They strangled him. It took 8 minutes. They had him subdued and they strangled him. He begged for his mother. They strangled him. The Black Lives Matter movement then peacefully protested, and there are people that broke in. Some of them were Proud Boy types disguised as protesters to break windows. Some of them were on the far left and they committed violence too, and that's wrong. They did not beat a cop to death. They did not gouge out the eye of a cop. They did not stab a cop with a spear. They did not beat cops over the head with lead pipes to brain damage them. They did not trample a woman to death. Blunt is lying. Blunt is trying to appeal to whatever rabble that have voted for him in Missouri. So as a practical matter, are we going to get 67 votes? Who knows? Is it possible? Anything's possible. But Moscow, I don't even bet on Moscow Mitch to vote to convict, even though he was shaken after January 6th. And if they'd caught him, they would have killed him because they look on him as a rhino. One of the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I sure agree with you on Castor. I mean, what could he do with 16 hours? My goodness, he'd be better served to take a sick day, but maybe read War and Peace instead of trying to do anything to defend his client, because I think if you gave him 16 hours, he could possibly have him put behind bars. The guy's a clown.
Well, he almost...
Like I told you the other day, Matt, I mean, the legal clinic in Madison here for $10, the law, Trump could have done better there. The guy is an absolute clown, and they know they have no defense, so why would you take 16 hours? I'd say it's going to be about 3, and they'll fumble the ball with 3. They got nothing.
Right. All they're going to do, Dick, is relitigate jurisdiction, which they lost 56-44 on Tuesday. In a regular court, the judge would cut them off and say, counsel, you're just being redundant, move on. Here are their senators, and they'll say it. They'll say whatever they want. Then they'll say First Amendment. The First Amendment does not give you the right to incite a crowd to murder officers. And then they'll say, well, Bernie Sanders talked about fighting for 15. Bernie Sanders didn't result in violence and didn't advocate violence. it's all baloney. So what I would suggest to everybody, simply do the video clip of the Stooges with the gorilla, okay? And that's exactly what this crowd is like. But, you know, in jury nullification, I mean, you already have the fix in. They've already met with the lawyers yesterday, and Blunt now is, their theme is going to be, it's like Black Lives Matter. They don't care. You must understand that they don't care. It's a very, very sad thing. Okay, we're coming up to a, on Tuesday, a very big Tuesday. First of all, it's election day. It's election day. Statewide on the ballot, the superintendent of public instruction, that was the position Tony Evers had, then he became governor. Then there was an interim. She's decided not to run for election. There's seven candidates. Some of them are quite good. Anyway, be sure to vote. There are also, certainly in Milwaukee, and I believe in most counties, judicial races, school board races, any kind of nonpartisan race will be on the ballot. And be sure to vote. You know, the this is a primary. So a lot of these elections are going to get down to the top two. And then the top two square off in April at the general election, also nonpartisan. Now, you may think it's a very lightly attended election in February. First of all, the weather's bad. It's cold. There's COVID. If you didn't mail in for a ballot, it's too late now. You can early vote, certainly in Milwaukee through 5 p.m. today, but not after that. You'd have to go to the polls. Nobody's going to be at these polls. It's going to be very safe. But definitely vote, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it's important, very, very important. Secondly, when you vote, there is a record kept. And if you vote in five out of the last five elections, including the February primaries, you're going to get a lot more contact from candidates, a lot more interesting emails and mails, and you're more involved. So I would strongly urge you to vote. We're coming up on a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more to talk about. Today is the defense phase of the impeachment trial. And you're going to stay tuned on Devil Radio all day. They're going to cut to it for all the pertinent material. And that's what's going to happen. So back after the break. Kick your ass in.